Good evening. Tonight, I'd like to call the meeting to order. First order of business would be a pledge of allegiance, followed by a moment of silence for our military.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Roll call, please. That's all right. Take your time, Agnes. Roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
Here.
Councilor Jeskowitz is absent. Councilor Maker.
Here.
Here.
Councilor Southern.
Here.
Present.
We'd like to wish Councilor Jaskowitz and Councilor May a speedy recovery. They should be both back at our next council meeting. Are there any special recognitions or presentations tonight to bring forward, councilors? Any special presentations, Mayor? Any alterations to the agenda? Councilors, any alterations to the agenda? Moving on to consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes for June 10th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on from there, there's executive session. To consider and act on a motion to enter an executive session, the purpose of interviewing candidates for the Commission on Aging to discuss, include members of the Town Council and Mayor Bunnell.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. We're going at 7:02. Coming out of executive sessions, no votes were taken at 7:14. Moving on to 8, remarks from the public, matters on the agenda with 3-minute limit. Any remarks from the public? Thank you. Please state your name and your address, please.
My name is Matthew Suarez, 18 Cranberry Drive. I just had a couple of quick comments about a few items on the agenda. Item 16A, the ATM in the building here. Unless it's going to be a no-cost ATM, which I highly doubt, I could be wrong. It's just as practical to just pay our fees to pay our bills using our card at the counter to go into some ATM in the building. I don't know. It seems like a waste of resources there. 16J. The large pavilion. I was all about, you know, fixing that place up, but how many times can we go to the well? This seems to be at least the third time that I know of we've asked for money to fix this pavilion. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like we should have had a better plan to, you know, fund this project instead of just keep coming halfway through and looking to do something else, looking to waive the bid process. Yeah, that's about all I got for tonight.
When it comes to the pavilion and the ATM, I'll comment on the pavilion. It will satisfy what you're talking about, hopefully. And the mayor will comment on the ATM for you. Thank you. Are there any more comments from the public with a 3-minute limit? Any more comments from the public? Like the last time, any more comments from the public? Moving on there for communications. A, copy of the June 24 financial reports, Finance Director Barbara Giffen. B, copy of the legal bills from Shusher and Shapiro for month of May 2024. Copy of the legal bills for Holling and Sage for month of May 24. Reports from the town attorney, matters referred. Mayor?
The only thing I have on matters referred is the Public Safety Commission has asked or recommended to the Town Council to create an ordinance in light of Public Act 2416. And I've passed that on to the Town Attorney to prepare a draft or an ordinance to bring back to the Town Council to consider.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. Remarks for Town Administrative Heads of Department matters to refer.
Let's start with the department heads.
Chief? Nothing to report, Chief? You sure? Take your time getting up here. John Carlson, the Director of Public Works.
John Carlson, Director of Public Works for the Town of Montville. I just want to talk about 16C. 16C has to do with the purchasing policy recommendation. One of the eliminations would be the 15%, which would allow a contractor to take the bid of any bid for as long as he's within 15%. Part of the problem with that is it discourages out-of-town contractors from bidding on stuff. When I've had it happen, they're like, well, why do I want to come back and give you another price when I lost the last one because you took it from me for the 15%? That hurts some of our competition, and it's definitely getting more difficult to get contractors to bid. I've done some cold calling over in the past, and contractors are like, yeah, I'll give you a price, but he says, I'm not going to be able to do it for like a year. I'm that booked up. So it's really getting harder. So I support the changes to the purchasing policy. And 16J, I spoke to two reputable contractors in Montville. They both gave us a price. The lowest price that we're asking to waive is like shockingly great. He did the football building for us, and I believe that was higher than what we're paying to have the large pavilion done, and it's probably even bigger. So my recommendation is to accept the lowest bid on that. And that's all I have.
So John, we're looking to waive the seal bid things from there on. You'll be able to take it from there on your lowest bid is what you want to. And the contractor's name?
Landy Home Improvements.
Thank you very much, John.
All right. And just one quick note. There was a little snafu with our closing of Old Colchester Road. I'm really sorry about that, but the contractor dropped the ball. He did not have his supplies ready. Through emails, I was assuming everything was going right, and he calls me up, and he's like, no, I dropped the ball on this. I swear you're going to be ready, but he says, I don't have the head walls in order to do the job, so it got transferred to July 29th. So I know the public's probably not happy about that, but I'm sorry about that. Sometimes these things happen. You feel like things are going great, and somebody drops the ball, and it's a communication issue between me and them. So I apologize for that to the council.
Is there going to be any disruption, John?
As far as disruption, no. The road's going to be open for another 3 weeks, and then it'll be closed in 3 weeks. So I think it's going to actually be better because I'm hoping 32 is finished, and when they're going to get a lot further on Maple Avenue, so Bridge Street should be open by then once they get all that work done, and it'll be a lot easier for everyone to get around town because it was kind of going to mess up traffic a little bit more, but I think it'll make it easier for traffic.
And we'll post that on the town website, maybe out front too?
Correct.
Thank
Correct.
You.
Correct, yep.
John, you want to comment on the other road closures, construction work we're having? Maple Avenue?
As far as like...
Maple Avenue?
Maple Avenue?
Yeah.
I hope to have parts of Maple Avenue paved. Is that what you're asking me about?
That was next, but I was talking about the work that's going on now with the Rand Whitney pipe closing of Bridge Street.
Yeah, currently they're at the bottom of Gay Hill, and they're going to continue past Bridge Street, and hopefully that'll take less than about 4 days to do. Today they did all the cutting and everything and doing some inspections. They actually found that one of the drainage pipes that had been done 30 years ago was actually damaged by the contractor that did it before, so that's another project they're going to have to work on and fix. So far we found about three or four of them. that they have had to fix, and it's basically a crossing from one catch basin to the other where the pipe was damaged, and the contractor kind of just put a little Band-Aid on it to make it work.
So the work that's been done by Rand Whitney is or by us for Rand Whitney Pipeline has been somewhat beneficial. Inconvenient, yes, because of the condition of the road, but when do we plan on start paving?
Well, Maple Avenue will be paved from 32 to 395 overpass. Because of the change with this contractor, I have to call the paving contractor and see if I can get him in a little sooner. I was going to try and step it back into August, but with this new change, I'm going to try to get him in a little sooner to get parts of Maple Avenue at least nice looking. He's going to come in and fix Moxley, and we're going to do Old Colchester Extension.
Okay, and we also got some chip sealing on Fire Street?
Correct, chip sealing on Fire Street. That's going to be weather permitting. I just talked to them today, and they're working on, they're going back to New York, and then he's coming back here. And with this rain coming in for the hurricane, it's really going to put a damper on all the work that's going to be happening. It's going to push everyone back at least a couple days. So he's predicting he should be in here the week before the Old Colchester closing, but the weather could change that.
Yeah.
So.
A lot going on.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, definitely a lot going on. With the Bridge Street, we're not looking at the plans yet to repave the remainder of Bridge Street?
Bridge Street is actually being looked at. The railroad bridge actually needs some work done to it, so we're working on a plan to possibly resurface that, but actually replace the under part of the bridge with a precast concrete structure that would hopefully be about a week.
Right.
So, and then repave the whole road once it's completed.
Yeah. Good.
Any questions, counselors?
No, sir. Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara from Finance, would you like to comment on anything?
Sure, I just have a couple of things. Barbara Griffin, Finance Office. I have a bid opening in my office next week, July 16th. This is for the Montville pumper truck. This was approved last year, not this 25 budget, but the 24 budget. And Ron Turner, just earlier this summer, gave me an RFP, quite the thick document. And I put it out to bid. I put it on the DAS site. So I guess there are not a lot of companies that respond to these bids, but we'll see what happens. As I said, the Montville pumper truck. Tax office, as you may know, the tax collector did leave, and we're actively searching. We've interviewed candidates, and we think we're going to be able to fill that position very, very soon. In the meantime, the assistant tax collector has been stepping up, doing a good job. We were fortunate in that we did get a temp from a temp agency, and she trained for a few days. She worked last week. She's going to be working there full-time till the end of the month. Seems to be doing a fantastic job. No complaints. I go down, you know, to check on them, ask them, you know, if things are going okay, and seems to be going smooth. The only other thing, we're closing out the year, trying to close out POs, getting on top of that this year, and I do plan, I really hope to get all of the budget transfers. There will be quite a few budget transfers to do. And my goal is to have those done by the next meeting. So, are there any questions?
How is our fund balance doing, and what's the 2% in the schools?
Oh, the 2% in the school, I responded to an email, and I quite honestly, I think it's about 900,000. I'd sent an email to you, and I think that's about where they are. Our fund balance, same as last reported, 14%. Of expenditures, what is 12.5
okay.
million, I believe, yeah.
Thank you. Any questions, counselors?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Reports from standing committees. A would be town administrator.
The mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mayor. I jumped over you purposely.
Didn't you also miss item 9 on communications?
No, you read them.
No, I read all the...
Did you? From all
of... Let me reread them. I'll take care of it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I'm sorry about the item.
The fire marshal's not here, right? Paul Barnes? No? Okay, we hired a new firefighter. His name is Darren Jones. Comes to us with a boatload of experience from the Massachusetts and other fire departments. I'm not sure what his starting date is, but I think it's going to be this week. On the I'm continuing to with the negotiations with the labor contracts. That's ongoing. Nothing's been settled yet or agreed to. Continuing to attend various committee and commission meetings. I attended the Montville High School and the Tile graduation. This past month, I spoke with the Attorney General's office regarding target shooting issues affecting the rural communities. We received the notice on the arbitrator's award on the firefighters union grievance, and the award went to the firefighters union. We are going to appeal to vacate the motion to vacate, and the current schedule will remain in place until we get a decision on that appeal. I've met with the architect, Silver Petrocelli, regarding the animal control facility, and the architect provided possible options to value engineering items, but no feedback from DECD yet. The fact that we have the grant from the state has added some additional requirements, so we've directed the architect to add the CHO requirements, amongst other things, into the bid documents and to include the value engineering items as possible items, possible options to cut costs. Because of the new state requirements, it may be adding additional expenses to the facility. We'll send out the revised package to be rebid as soon as possible. We're waiting on DECD to appoint a project manager. In the event that the $2.6 million that we have available for this is not sufficient and DEC approves, we may need to implement one or more of the value engineered options. So that entire project is we're giving a lot of attention as much as we can, and hopefully we'll have something out to report again next month.
Mayor, I know you've been great about updating the website, town website, but maybe I think, I don't know if all the councilors know why the paving is stopping or the public doesn't know why the paving is stopping on 32. Can you give us a little bit update on that?
They're just about done. It was just the shoulders they had to finish up on.
But are they going to go further? I'm hearing they're going to go further.
No, that the plan is to stop it right at Trading Cove. Not Trading Cove, but the brook there, Massapequa Road. And in August, they're supposed to start back up again to continue north up to 2A. But there is paving being done on Route 85 that was supposed to have started today, the milling operation, and it's going to start up again tomorrow on Route 85 at Sacchitella Drive. And the schedule for that is online under the mayor's announcements.
On the bid for the dog kennel, does it have to go back out to bid?
Oh, yes. Yes, we want to go back out to bid.
What's the reasoning why?
As I mentioned, the CHO requirements are one, and then the wage requirements are another. There's a lot of guidelines that go with the money approved by the state that we have to meet their guidelines.
Okay. Any questions for the mayor, councilors?
When do we anticipate that going back out to bid?
I don't have a date yet.
All right. And you mentioned something about a project manager. Is that for the animal control facility?
That's for the project manager of the award, the grant from the state on DECD. They appoint from the state a project manager to oversee the expenditures. They review the contracts. They review the bids. Everything that we put together now has got to be reviewed by the state. and the project manager.
So that's an employee of the state, not an employee of the town of Montville?
It's an employee of the state.
So we're not paying for that?
No, but we will be required to have a clerk of the works. We're hoping to get Silver Petrocelli to agree to that.
And that we have to pay for?
Yeah. Well, you want to do it?
I have a job. Thank you, though.
Sure. Mayor, is that it?
That's it.
Any questions, councilors, again?
No. Yeah, one more thing. You mentioned you talked to the Attorney General about the target shooting issue.
Yeah.
What is that? What's that all about?
Complaints that have been coming in about people target shooting.
Okay.
To my office.
And so what did the Attorney General say?
There's a lot of things that they weren't aware of. I was making them aware of the history of what we've done here in Montville to try to deal with it and or not deal with it. And they were under some false impressions, and I hopefully I squared them away.
Thank you.
You're all set, Councilor Uteman?
Yes.
Moving on, reports from standing committees, town administration, rules and procedures.
I'll speak on TARP. Joe wasn't able to make it. There's two items on here that TARP discussed. One is what John Carlson talked about, changing the purchasing policy. It's recommended that we do. And the other one was we had to approve the abuse prevention policy. That's also on the agenda, that it's required through travelers insurance. So that's what we have for TARP.
Thank you, Councilor Sabia. Finance? Councilor May is out, so we'll skip on finance, and Barbara's given her report on that, and thank you, Barbara. Public Works and Solid Waste. Public Works, Solid Waste, that would be me. We had a lengthy meeting with the Public Works Director. We talked about, in the future, what bonding some roads that, like we did with the last bonding. All the councilors were there for that are on the standing committee. We also talked about trees, cutting trees down. We also looked at the first phase of the pavilion is complete and came in within budget. Worked out great. It looks awesome. The second phase on that will be starting soon because of the bids are hopefully will get approved tonight. And there will be a third phase on that, which will be painting and electrical upgrades to it. The Public Works Director has also talked about needing some money from the NIP fund to do some work on our street sweeper, which is needed, and I think it will fall in. Hopefully, Barbara will figure that out with the Public Works Director if we can use that money. The NIP money, we did run into a little issue. People who wanted to pick up the NIPs on the side of the road and the trash and stuff like that, they have to be a certified 501c3 nonprofit. That was done. The last council, we approved it. Through the recommendation from the town attorney. And that's it for me. Reports from special committees and liaison. That would be me. Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit Organizations, Social Services, Volunteer Firemen's Relief Fund. We had no meeting for the Volunteer Fire Relief Fund. Social Services is banging it out. We're going to have our open house. I've said that twice, but now I know the Public Works Director has been rushing to get the final stuff done. So when the Director of Social Services and Senior Center comes back from vacation, she's going to plan to have an open house there. We served about 3,500 meals in the last month. It is also expanding on different areas. We reached out to myself reached out to Charter Oak Credit Union see if a donation of some desks and a conference table. The conference table would be used for our mental health. They graciously stood up and they approved that. So that saves us quite a bit of money right there for down to our social service building. Senior Center, the lease on the MedRide van came up. And when it comes up, the person who's using the MedRide van at that time, you get that van. So the van that we're going to be getting is fairly new. And it's actually taken longer because of COVID, so we might be getting another new van too. That van will go back into use for the seniors. It also has a handicap lift on it too. New programs we are starting down to Senior Center. Kathy's finished her grant writing. We're also looking right now to fill the two seats that are on the Commission on Aging because we haven't been able to have a quorum. Commission on Aging is very active in trying to promote services for our seniors, better lives for our seniors. We're also looking at getting elderly housing for our seniors in our town, something that's been lacking that we definitely need. So we're looking at that, trying to, with the new board, hopefully tonight we do approve the two members, to send a letter to the mayor and also to the state for some assistance on this. And that, moving on from there, that's all I have. Councilor Jaskiewicz is out, but Councilor Souther will give the report on Board of Education.
So I was unable to attend the meeting, but reading over the minutes, I just pulled some important things out. The Board of Ed has approved a new teacher evaluation program that'll go to their evaluation committee to be approved. School secretary contract was renegotiated and approved. That's a four-year contract, and the tile roof project is moving forward.
Councilor Lathrop, EDC, Water Pollution Control Authority, it's yours.
WPCA meeting was canceled. Economic Development Committee talked about moving forward and coming up with some regulations for town. And a lot of talk in there. It's coming time, or sooner or later there's going to have to be some action in there to work with the town on, you know, ways to streamline 32 and, you know, uniformness of how, like, if you drive through some towns and they have you drive down and a lot of the buildings have the same colors, same theme, and you walk drive down through Montville and everything's a little bit of this and that. There's talk about coming up with guidelines for that to make everything look a little more uniform, make it a little bit nicer downtown, and bring the businesses in.
Thank you very much. Councilor Southard, Farmers Market, just opened, fantastic. Library Committee?
Sibilia.
Oh, Sibilia, I'm sorry about that. Nick, I think we're going to, you know, fill it in, I'm sorry. Conservatory Commission, Public Safety Commission, Youth Services, and Advisory Board.
All right, I'm going to start with public safety. The high-risk rural road speed enforcement grant concluded at the end of May. Almost $49,000 was spent for grant activities and enforcement actions. That included the purchase of four new radar systems. They're pretty advanced. They catch speeders coming and going. And the grant also covered enforcement action over 57 days by the police department for a total of 887 stops. Of that total, there were two DUIs, seven suspended licenses, four uninsured motorists, 72 speeding violations, 26 other citations. The remainder were warnings for speeding. So the aim of the enforcement was to educate the public and to slow them down, and I think it was very effective in that, so we appreciate it. Fire Marshal Barnes also reported on the evaluated millstone drill that was held on June 4th. Two evaluators were from FEMA and the other were from Dominion Millstone. The scenario that they had to deal with was hostile action based and centered at Millstone. They did a debriefing of the drill on June 10th, and FEMA and Dominion Millstone gave Montville high marks, so that was good to hear. Conservation Commission / Garden Club. Commissioner Heckel has been cleaning up property at the bottom of Fitch Hill by Mohegan Sun. He's ready to shape out some flower beds down there. He's also put plantings and mulch at the Conservation Center near, like, the guardrails at the parking. The Garden Club's also working there this Thursday, July 11th at 9:30, if anyone wants to join. Conservation Center is really looking great down there. I actually was down there today. I weed whacked a couple of the trails. It's a great place for a walk, so head on down there. The commission also planned a day to meet at the new Horton Cove Trail just to familiarize themselves with the land because they're going to be the primary stewards of it moving forward. Youth Services. Their summer program's full. It's got a waiting list. They're off to a fun start. Their after-school program for next year looks like it's going to be full as well. July 1st, all of their summer staff was trained in evidence-based curriculum, Youth Mental Health First Aid by CERAC. They also continue their work of raising awareness about mental health and self-care. They have billboards. That's their summer campaign. They'll be up till August, mid-August. There's also the tower project that's in the works. I don't know if Lenny is going to talk about that too, but there's templates in the mayor's office and I believe at Youth Services where you can submit artwork and it could possibly be considered for being painted on the new tower. So if you have any artistic friends or if you're artistic, go for it. It'd be pretty cool to have your design on the tower. They also found a licensed clinician who specializes in addiction issues to offer supportive counseling for adults in our community. The plan is to launch this low to no cost service in August or September. It's supported by federal opioid funds. In addition to that, Project Courage is returning to our school district for this summer and next school year. They provide counseling and support services on addiction and risky substance use behaviors for students at the high school and Tile. Last thing, they continue to advocate for both the importance and need for having accessible Narcan in our community, certainly for first responders to have in their vehicle at all times, but also as an accessible resource for community members. So they're working with a variety of people to make sure that happens. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. I'm sorry about skipping over to
Sorry, buddy.
Council saw the Farmers Market Committee, Library Committee, Parks and Rec Commission.
Okay, so the Farmers Market kicked off a couple weeks ago. There was good opening night and even better community day. We had lots of people from the community businesses as well as nonprofits take part in that. Tomorrow night, the Farmers Market, it's one of our biggest ones. It's kids' night, and there's going to be lots of free activities for the kids, including face painting and a bouncy house of some sort. Parks and Recreation, we rehashed a little bit about the carnival. It was very successful. There were lots of compliments on the new ride vendor. As far as the committee went, I volunteer on that committee. The new ride vendor was very professional. He made everything very easy. And on Wednesday night, this Wednesday the 10th, there will be a wrap-up meeting. Summer camp started first opening week. They had 230 kids. The rest of the weeks for the rest of the summer are full, and there is a waiting list for that. And the Parks and Recreation Community Center Exploratory Committee completed their report, and that will most likely be put on next month's agenda. It was just sent to the mayor and Councilor May late last week. And finally, the library. I'm their liaison, and they had a meeting. They have not had one yet, so this was my first. And basically, they went over some housekeeping business, but they did have us go down into the children's library. If you have young children, it's a fantastic place to go. I can't say enough about it. They have a summer reading program that the kids can register for, and they can win prizes for all of their reading. And they also showed us everything that they did with the $10,000 grant that they received. And it was mostly to purchase items for the neurodivergent population. So they have lots of things that are, you know, that the kids could visibly see, and things like wobbly stools to sit on. There's a lot of really cool things that they purchased with that grant money. And that's it.
Thank you very, very, very much. And I hear a lot of good things about the carnival, and also everybody is very excited about the farmer's market, like usual. Thank you very much for all the hard work. Appointments and resignation. To consider and act on a motion to reappoint John Desjardins to the Planning and Zoning Commission with a term to expire August 11, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstain? Passes. Moving to B, to consider an motion to accept the resignation of Margaret Skinner from the Commission on Aging effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
I just want to comment that Margaret Skinner has contributed many years of volunteerism as well as a town employee, and regrettably, she's resigning from that position. She's a very effective person and has a lot to contribute, and we're going to miss her.
I'll definitely echo that. Mrs. Skinner has been there and also served the town for many years, too, as our town clerk. She was phenomenal with us on the Commission on Aging, brought a lot to the table, and she was a mover and a shaker. And all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Passes. Consider an act and a motion to accept the resignation of Gary Murphy from the Commission on Aging effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Discussion.
I just want to also say with Gary Murphy, apparently his activities outside of the town have taken a lot of his attention. Gary is another one that's been given an awful lot to this town over the years. Not just with the fire department, but with public safety and everything else. He's still involved with public safety, but with the regrets, is this resignation being accepted?
I echo that, too. Mr. Murphy has done so much for this town, not only for when he was a chief, all the stuff that he also runs the canteen. He's done a lot for us down the seniors and also with on public safety. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Pass. To consider and act on a motion to waive the waiting period for appointments to rules 14C of the Town Council Rules and Procedures for Commission on Aging.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Passes. Moving on to E, to consider and a motion to appoint Deborah Chauvez to fill the vacancy on the Commission on Aging for a term to expire November 9th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Passes. Consider on an action to a motion to appoint Lindsay O'Brien to fill in a vacancy on the Commission on Aging, a term to expire January 10th, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Welcome, Lindsay. Unfinished business. Consider on an act and a motion to discuss the progress of the animal control facility. Councilor Utnick?
Well, the mayor already went through it all, so unless there's anything else.
Well, I just want to add that the condition of the existing facility is being maintained, and it's humane, and all thanks to Officer Ribello, the chief, as well as the lieutenant, for their effort to keep that thing up as well as possible.
Any more questions or any more? Councilor Utnick?
No.
No. Moving on for unfinished business, the town of Montville hereby resolve to approve the wages for the part-time employees to become effective upon the date the town council approves as indicated in Schedule A.
So moved.
Second. Mr. Sabia?
Second.
Discussion? You know what? Can we have the finance director maybe explain some of that, please?
Many of these were voted on at some point as being some amount above minimum wage. So I just had to plug in the minimum wage that changed on January 1st, and then for July 1, this is when the rates change in the accounting system, but some of these already changed, as I said, because they're a dollar above minimum wage, so that's where they stand. And then some are noted as $2 above minimum wage. There are only a couple that, well, let's see, one on here, the blight officer, who was making $18.45 an hour, usually tracks with the others that get either 1.5%, 2 or 2.5%, whatever you decide on. But Mayor Bunnell has specifically asked that that blight officer be addressed, and his recommendation is that that be moved to $25 an hour, some consistency with what the blight officer does and brings to the job, and just some comparisons of other towns that put that rate of pay for part-time higher. So specific questions you might direct to the mayor, but that's what I have recommended in this schedule.
Councilor, it's in your packet. I don't know if you all looked at it. Any comments on it? Any questions for the mayor on this?
Do we have to decide on a percentage increase?
Correct. Yeah, just for the ones that don't fall into that other category of already kind of being defined by what they get.
What are you recommending for the council to do?
Ordinarily it would kind of track with union contracts, but there's nothing signed, for union contracts.
Because it's a chart you give us.
It doesn't.
No, but the chart you give us, it's like A and B, although you want
to
go.
We have to decide 1.5, 2, or 2.5% increase.
Councilors, what is the prerogative of all of you?
The union contracts are probably going to be 2.5. I mean, if I had to guess. So, I mean, with inflation and stuff, I don't think you can give a 1.5% increase. I think that's unfair. So,
I just want to point out that the blight officer's job, you go anywhere in any other town and they're paying the blight officer around $40 an hour, $45 an hour. This is a part-time position, and I can tell you that Melissa Richards does for the town is worth a whole lot more than $25 an hour. She puts up with a lot, she sees a lot, she accomplishes a lot, and she keeps her nose to the grindstone the entire time she's here, and she gives us more hours than what she actually works. This is to pay her $18 an hour is an injustice.
Counselors, do you have any questions on this, or would you like to bring it up to 2.50?
I make a motion to increase by 2.5% for the part-time workers that aren't covered under the minimum wage increase.
And also, will that include the blight officer?
Blight officer needs to be accepted as 25, so they don't qualify under the 2.5%.
So do we have a second on that, counselors?
Yeah, I'll second.
Second, and you know what, on his second, do we have a discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor
Karen. Favor.
Sorry.
That's right.
Favor.
Councilor
Sevilla. Favor.
Councilor
Sutherland. Favor.
Favor.
Oh, favor. Thank you, Agnes.
All right, Schedule A then, as it's presented. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barbara. New business. The town of Montville hereby is a resolve to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. to enter in a placement agreement with Atlas ATM Corporation for installation of an ATM at the town hall.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Mayor?
I want to say that this idea for an ATM is not unusual for town halls. There are a couple of others in the area. This was suggested to me by the tax collector because their experience is there. People have come in and needed to get some cash for that moment, and they asked, do we have an ATM machine? The cost is $3.50 per transaction. The town will get 50 cents per transaction. It's not a lot of money, but they don't have to use it, and it's there if they do want to use it. I think it's a good idea, and I encourage you to support this.
Yeah, I was going to say ATMs, they don't cost you money to have them there. People want you to have their ATM there because they get money and you get money. So I think it's a win-win for us.
Yep.
Helps people in town and gives us a little bit chunk of change.
So, Mayor, the town is not paying any money out of pocket?
No.
No.
Okay, Council, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Roll call? Or no?
You know what, Agnes, I'll do that for you. Yes. Roll call, please.
Councilor Laker?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelius?
Favor.
Councilor
Sutherland?
Favor.
Councilor
Favor. Thank you, Agnes. The town of Montville hereby is a resolve to approve the abuse prevention policy recommended by the town administration rules and procedures standing committee.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
When we brought this up in TARP, I thought that perhaps the policy should also include elected and appointed officials, but apparently the mayor or somebody reached out to the town attorney and they said that we didn't need to do that or that wasn't appropriate.
Well, you can't fire an elected official, and in the policy there's discipline, there's penalties. How are you going to penalize an elected official? No, it doesn't apply to them.
Discussion, Councilor Utnick, any more?
Nope.
Councilors? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Favor.
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 I'm favoring. Thanks, Agnes. Town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the amended purchasing policy recommended by the Town Council Rules and Procedures Standing Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? You've all heard from the Public Works Director on this. and it was a favorable recommendation for the rules and procedures. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Moving on to D, the town of Montville hereby is resolved to approve the use of $130,000 of state local capital improvement program funds for community center bathrooms.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Is that Fair Oaks?
Yes, that's Fair Oaks. We approved this in the when we did the budget, Rob, when we moved it over. And now it's a cleanup process, correct, Barbara? Am I correct on all that?
It's in the step. Now we have to have the legislative body approve it, and then I can put all these applications in for all stuff. Yes.
The rest of these, counselor, are all same. They're just cleaning house. We already approved these for the budget. We're just moving them forward so we can move on that. Roll call, please.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
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 Favor. Moving on to E, the town of Montville hereby is resolved to approve the use of $200,000 of LOSIP capital improvement program funds for the basketball courts reconstruction.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Council.
This again is something that has been approved and something that is definitely needed. It's something that we've been talking about on Parks and Rec for several years now, and we believe that the $200,000 shall cover this, and hopefully we'll see kids playing on those basketball courts again soon.
Great. Any more questions or comments, counselors? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Moving on to F, the town of Montville hereby is resolved to approve the use of $35,000 of LOSIP capital improvement program funds for resurfacing Desjardins Park basketball court.
Second.
Discussion.
So again, this is something that we've been looking to fix for a couple of years now. We heard from the Richard Brown community about fixing up the playground that's coming up next, as well as the basketball court. When it rains hard, sand and dirt cover that basketball court, plus it's in absolute disrepair right now and needs to be replaced. And we're happy to do this for those residents.
I can't agree with you anymore. All these improvements are long overdue. Any more questions or comments, counselors? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Moving on to G, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the use of $30,000 of state LOSIP capital improvement funds for Desjardins Park playscape.
So again.
So moved.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Second.
did I have a motion and a second? Do I? So discussion,
moved.
Please.
So again, this is no my fault. I was jumping the gun. Again, this is something that the Richard Brown neighborhood folks brought forward to the Parks and Recreation Commission some time ago. That playground has definitely seen better days, and we're happy, again, that we're going to be able to replace it and bring it, make it a little bit nicer, put some more up-to-date playscapes in there.
Again, long overdue. Counselors, any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Moving on to H, town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the favorable 8-24 review acceptance of parcel 023-063-009 and 023-063-010 together with the drainage easement required to accommodate the drainage improvements constructed in conjunction with the subdivision shown on plan entitled Re-Subdivision Map prepared to Bruce DeShano, I know he's going to get me on that because I probably just messed that whole name up on him. Carroll Drive and Sharp Hill Road in Montville, Connecticut. Dated 7-1-2015, final review 127-16, prepared by Killingly Engineer Association Civil Engineering Surveyor, 114 Westcott Road, Killingly, Connecticut, 06241, as recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Slow.
Do we have anyone here from Planning and Zoning who would like to talk about this, or Mayor?
I'd only say that it was supposed to have been done a while back, and it's just to finalize that cul-de-sac area.
Roll call, please.
Councilor Lafer.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelius.
Favor.
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 Favor. Moving on to I, to consider on an act of a motion to discuss the possible municipal ordinance concerning illegal passing of school bus.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Isn't there already a Connecticut general statute that deals with this?
So there is, and this was added July 1st. I don't know, Chief, if you want to talk about it at all. I met with him last week on it, and the money would go directly back to your town, so I guess.
Bill Blanchett, Chief of Police. So I did meet with Councilor Sebelius last week. There was a change July 1st to Connecticut General Statutes, allowed Public Act 24107 to enact a municipal ordinance for passing a standing school bus. Currently, there's a state statute that regulates that. This gives municipalities a little bit more leeway. Obviously, the money when you give a state ticket goes to the Connecticut General Fund and not to the town itself. The issue with this ordinance is there are very, very specific guidelines, some of which, one of them is you have to have a certain kind of camera equipped on all the buses, or at least some of the buses, that will take pictures of the violator's license plates, which I think would be a significant cost to the town. You know, any revenue gathered from this would be $250 per violator. Also, there's got to be a venue for due process. So we would have to have a magistrate hired in the town of Montville to be able to hear people that want to plead not guilty to these tickets. So I did a little research. We had 25 last year that we stopped for passing a standing school bus.
25.
My calculations were right. 25 times 250 was $6,250, which potentially we could get as revenue. I think that the expenditure that we'd have to put out to equip the buses would far outweigh that. I don't know that we'd see a return on our money. This came about because some of our bigger cities like Bridgeport, Hartford, New Haven, Bridgeport in a 6-month period had 10,000 violators that they tracked. So obviously, you know, there would be some revenue benefit to them. I just don't see it for the town of Montville, and you know, we're doing our best to effectively curb any, you know, violation of Connecticut General Statute. Mm-hmm. So that would be my suggestion.
So Chief, so this time you're recommending just for us to leave as is, do not act on this.
I think that would be a huge cost that to get into this, to equip the buses, and the hiring of a magistrate to hear people that want to plead not guilty to their tickets when we have, you know, we can still enforce the law and not spend any money. Right. So.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Chief.
So, Councilor Sebelius, do you want to?
Yeah, I just wanted to discuss it. I just want, when I saw it, I thought any chance to make our town safer, curb people from passing buses, and maybe get some money back to the town instead of just giving it to the general fund. So, thank you, Chief, for meeting with me. Appreciate your time. I just wanted to talk about it and see if we wanted to go any further with it. I know he said we're not positive if you need it on all the buses, so maybe the cost wouldn't be as high if you put it on a couple buses. They could still enforce it on site when they see it, and they could still use the municipal ordinance. We get the money, but I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be more expensive than it's worth, and it's still being enforced clearly because, I mean, you know, 25 violations last year, that's significant. So
I can say that the added enforcement would come with a cost, and it was up to you to decide if the cost is worth it. Maybe we should do a little research to see what it really does cost. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that from my experience in dealing with prosecutors, any passing of a school bus, they take very seriously, and they don't plea them out. It is what it is, and they will prosecute if you get if you got the plate and the information and the probable cause to believe that that person passed that school bus, the courts are going to prosecute on the state statute. This ordinance does give you another set of eyes, and that's always been the problem, not enough eyes to catch them. With the video, at least it will catch them, but again, it comes with a cost, and we should probably find out what the cost really is.
Well, the motion was just for discussion.
I agree with that. I see a lot on the community forums about people in the community saying that there are quite a few people passing buses, and it's a real problem. In Montville, it's definitely not a Bridgeport problem with tens of thousands. However, it is a problem here, and I worry about our kids and something happening. I definitely think it's something that we need to look into. Safety is paramount.
You know, I can't agree anymore. It's fantastic to look into something like this. We definitely need to take the step forward. But and on the recommendation of, the chief, there does come across to this. And, Nick, thank you very much for highlighting this to us.
Yep.
Any more questions or comments, counselors?
Yeah, just keep in mind that even 6 years ago when I was on the job, a prosecutor defined the problem as catastrophic, and it's a huge problem.
Yeah. You know what, I know counselors and, our lieutenants here and our chiefs here, thank you for coming to our meeting. There, we do see more officers out there. I know you all have. I know we've all been commenting on that. We see our officers out there on our roads much more frequent, which is helping to maybe deter some of these people from breaking the laws of, doing this with the school buses. And also when the first responders come, that's another problem, too. They're not pulling over. But you know what? With Montville and our law enforcement, it's fantastic that's getting out there and stopping these people as much as possible. Any more questions on that? We'll move on from there. Moving on to J, the town of Montville hereby is resolved to waive the sealed bid requirements from Section 708A of the town charter for renovations to the Lard Camp Oakdale Pavilion, as it is in best interest of the town of Montville.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. So on to some of the questions that were brought up in public comment. This was ARPA money that's been sitting there, was appropriated a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago. If you can hear me, it was appropriated like 3 years. So we're just getting to it, cleaning up some stuff. There is going to be the first phase is we did move money, but that was an emergency fix from the columns and from the roof rafters and stuff like that. So on to this next one will be siding. It will be the roof, which has failed. And then the next one will be on to upgrading the electrical, painting and power washing and sealing, everything like that. So if anything, we're using up the money that's already been appropriated to that. If we didn't foresee the columns being rotted and that didn't have the proper footings on them, so that came out and we appropriated that. The council did the last budget hearing and stuff like that. Moving on from there, any questions? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor, definitely. Long overdue. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Please state your name and address, please.
Carrie Wall, 46 Maple Ave. So just a comment on the buses, bringing it up. So my son, we're on Maple Ave, which is very busy with the trucks from Worry and Whitney. They don't always stop. Because we're at the blind hill, so I think having cameras on the buses could be a huge benefit. Maybe not all of them, but maybe some that are on the busier streets, if that is an option. Because like I said, I used to go out and actually stand in the middle just to make sure that he got across the road because of that blind hill and the trucks would fly down. So
absolutely. Thank you. I'm going to try to talk to Board of Ed, see if maybe there's grants out there to equip buses with cameras for safety. You would think that'd be something they would want. So,
are there any more remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? Last and final, any remarks from the public? Hearing none, we're moving on from there to 18, remarks from councilors and the mayor. Councilor Utnick.
I have nothing.
Councilor Lathrop.
I just want to say there's a handful of fresh faces out there, and it's nice to see the public involved and knowing what's going on in our community. Everybody mentions Facebook. Everybody sees a ton of posts about everything that's being done and the concerns for it. So when people show up and actually take an active ear to what's going on in our community, it's appreciated. So thank you for being here tonight.
Councilor Sebelia.
I got nothing. Just thank you. Thanks for coming.
Councilor Southern.
So I just want to mention the animal control facility having to go back out to bid. I saw some really disappointed faces out there, and I get it. However, I also know what it's like to be on the end of getting funds from the state, and how if you do not follow them to the letter, they will pull that money. So if they're telling us that it needs to go back out to bid, it needs to go back out to bid, because we had something happen with the tennis and pickleball courts in the same vein. So this is not a stalling tactic. This is just the way the state works, unfortunately, and they're pretty slow. So hopefully we'll be able to encourage them to move a little bit more quickly on this. They know how important it is. Thank you.
And you know, I can touch base a little bit on that. And you know, I think, and you've dealt with the grants and stuff like that too. And they do, they're nice to get, the bonds, the grants, but there's so much that comes with it. You know, and I know the mayor's already indicated that, you know, time is of the essence, but I was not at the council meeting when, and I read everything that from the mayor's office, and I want to congratulate you all for hard work, everybody up here too, and also yourselves from the governor's office. I was very pleased on that, because it was very hard for this area to get that much money. Is pretty amazing. I mean, we've gotten stuff for the schools. I've been on the council for a long time. This is the first time I've seen it in a long time we get something like this. And also I'd like to thank again the lieutenant and the chief for being here. It's awesome to see you here, and our other department heads for coming out, and all the public for coming out tonight. Mayor?
I just want to encourage all the residents, the people of Montville, to visit the town website for announcements of events and road work that are on the mayor's announcements. There's a lot of good information there. We're updating it all the time. I also encourage the residents to sign up for the Everbridge Citizens Alert System. That's a system that is not only for emergencies, emergency announcements. It can be for whatever you sign up for. It can be for reminders of events. It can be many things, and you pick and choose what you want to be notified of and how you want to be notified. There's also under the mayor's announcements information on, as Councilor Sebelia mentioned, about the refurbing of the Yale's water tower. That's a project that's been started by the Youth Action Committee from the Youth Services, and I think it's going to be an announcement of Montville, and not of the past. It's going to be a good advertisement for the town to refurb it, and something we can all be proud of. So we're looking for people to give us some ideas. If you have something, fill out the information and use your artistic abilities and draft up some design that we can consider, and hopefully we'll get a lot of input on that.
Councilors, any more comments? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passed. Okay. Thank you all.
Good job. Training all meetings for that.
Agnes, thank you very much for your help tonight. You did a great
Thanks,
job.
Agnes.
And you corrected me only twice. And you put, Agnes, if I ever run for state rep, you're going to have to be with me.
Comment about hiring.